I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. I'm speaking with my colleague of many years, Marco Vlejos, and we're talking about a subset of Are We Now in a Civil War? We're presuming, for argument's sake, that we are in a civil war, but that the civil war has not in some fashion changed the formula of republic to empire. Michael and I now and again fancy that we're Roman citizens, equestrian class, that's the middle class, well-to-do, living in Londinium, reflecting upon where the republic went. And here's an empire, and we like it, and we have an emperor who's semi-divine, and that's all good for us. However, now we are entertaining that if our republic, our American republic, disappeared, and it is an empire since 1945, is that empire following the same formula that Rome followed? The alienation between the optimates, the ruling class, and the people of Rome, so eventually it became, they handed out bread. That's how they did it. They bought them off with games and circuses. It's not a fairy tale. It happened. Is that happening to us? Are we now witnessing the great migration at our border, the way Caesar and the Romans observed the great migration of the Gauls into what is now France and Spain? And we know now, 2,000 years later, that those tribes, those barbarians, they became the future. They became Europe. So are we observing the same thing at our border? Are we, Michael, the word is not doomed. I feel that if we're telling a story where we should feel closer to the Romans, closer to the late Roman Empire, closer to the Byzantines, because it's almost fatalism that we go through these cycles. Now, what is to be done is the question I'm going to put to you tonight, Mr. Vlejos. Is there anything to be done to interrupt this? Or are you and I just in the Cato role of tisking? You know, we've lost it all, Michael. Is there anything to be done?
Well, we are, in fact, John, cheek to jowl with the Roman experience. And what happened in the Roman Empire was not only that you had this incredible arc of concentration of wealth that glided all the way from, as you said, the fall of Carthage in 146 BC, all the way to the end of the Western Empire. And at the same time, you have all of the grinding down of the former citizens who made Rome what it was. And that's happening today. The deplorables were the people whose grandfathers had fought in World War II, and they're now reduced to what I call gig servitude. The new immigrants are reduced to a kind of indentured servitude, and they are the counterparts of all of the slaves that were brought into Rome, especially into Italy over several centuries. And what we have thus is a society that is no longer able to operate in the kind of unitary and powerfully unified passion of a great country, as America was passionately unified in World War II, as Romans were passionately unified during the Carthaginian Wars, the Punic Wars. And so when you ask, can we do anything about this? Of course, the answer is no. It has to continue to its end, to its finish. There is no opportunity for reform. The age of reform, as American writers like Eric Hofstadter have written, is long gone in the past, 50 years and more. There's no capacity for changing the contours of the world that we inhabit. There's only a path toward a reckoning. And that reckoning will happen, whether it happens soon or later. And it could happen soon. It could happen soon, as we've been talking for several years about a civil war, or it could happen soon in the sense that the new religion, which it works totally to the advantage of the elites and helps them, enables them, in fact, to establish their tyranny over everyone, That might prove to be just a bridge too far, and it might collapse of its own weight. Or, absent all that, this could go on for another two or three generations until it is no longer possible for the U.S. to sustain the kind of continually successful nation that it's been for the last century and more. And in fact, you know, any kind of major confrontation with, say, China could provide a shock that would rupture our life as we know it.
Look at the Biden administration now, Michael, following through on this, challenging the institution of the Supreme Court, talking about more and more money to be handed out to those who are afflicted by the pandemic, but also people who need what you'd have to say redress of inequities in the past. The Biden administration is behaving exactly the way we would want a Roman emperor or the optimates to behave in times of disorder. They are becoming more and more generous towards the least among us, which is nominally virtuous, but it does follow that pattern of feeding bread and circuses to the Roman citizenry to calm their anxiety about being dislodged by the slave culture.
Well, Rome was a complete world unto itself as a city-state, and the creation of the Annona, which was a complete social welfare program. It wasn't just bread. It was also wine and many other things. And what it did is it essentially destroyed any possibility that Rome could continue to operate in the world or respond to crises and threats as a cohesive identity. It was now something very different. In other words, the Roman optimates, the elite, destroyed their own world, and the world that came after it eventually came after them. You know, when the barbarians came in, when the slaves rose up, when people fled from their overseers and reacted like any serf would at the grinding poverty of their life, you had the empire essentially fall apart. And that is what will happen to us.
Michael Vlahos, we will return to Are We Now in a Civil War in due time. But right now we're entertaining the possibility that what is going on at the border is a tragedy, it's a human tragedy. But it is also part of a cycle that that republics to empires to dissolution to republics to empires to dissolution have followed for 2,000 years. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.